Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Black hole
sun, won't you come? Did you see the picture of the black hole this week? It looked kind of like an orange donut or some sort of light effect. And I'm not stupid, but I'm not a scientist. I didn't really know what I was looking at. A lot of people said it looked like a donut. I couldn't argue with them. Justin Bartle is the astronomer at the Science Museum of Virginia. And so we decided we would come to you, Justin, for an explanation about what we are actually seeing when we see this photo that was so widely distributed this week. I guess it is, amazingly significant. Tell me why.
Yeah, thanks, John. We're seeing the supermassive black hole that is at the center of another galaxy called M87. And it's not a crystal clear picture because that galaxy is some 55 million light years away. Mm. It's kind of the equivalent of taking a picture of something like an orange on the surface of the moon. So it's a really amazing achievement.
Wow. How did they come up with this picture? If we've never been able to do this before, what happened that enabled scientists and astronomers to capture this image?
Well, this is the result of a huge worldwide collaboration that really dates back almost 20 years. Scientists started talking about doing this around the year 2000, and this collaboration called the Event Horizon Telescope built up. They took their observations 2 years ago, and it's taken that long to get all the data back together and process to create the actual image. There's about 200 scientists working together to create this image.
So is there anything remarkable that we discern from the image? Is there something that is surprising to astronomers and to scientists? I heard that when it was unveiled in Washington and in other cities around the world this week, that there were cheers and in some places even gasps. What were they seeing that they instinctively knew when they saw that picture that the layman wouldn't appreciate?
I think one of the big rewards in that reveal was that the picture really aligns really well with predictions. So that's an important part of science. We have these equations that describe how black holes work and how they should look, but having never seen one before, we didn't know for sure. So scientists were expecting to see this ring, and it should be brighter on one side. And so when the image is revealed, that's exactly how it looks. It really goes to show that general relativity is a real thing that the universe uses, and we got a pretty good handle on the way gravity works.
So Einstein is verified again with this photo.
Yeah, he passes another test, exactly. Yeah.
So we've been told that black holes bend the laws of physics. Are we seeing visual evidence of that with this picture?
We're literally seeing some bending. The reason that bright ring is there is because we're seeing bright material on the other side of the black hole, and the extreme gravity is just bending space around the black hole, and so that light actually travels around the black hole all the way and creates that bright ring. And then it's a little bit brighter on the bottom half. That's because we can actually tell that the black hole is spinning clockwise as we see it. And so that material on the bottom half of the black hole is coming towards us. So its light is amplified a little bit. So that's why the bottom half of that orange donut is brighter.
Now, I don't want to sound unappreciative for this amazing achievement that was revealed this week, but what's the next big thing that we're waiting to see? Is there something on the horizon for us that we should be anticipating?
Well, in terms of imaging black holes, the Event Horizon Telescope was also observing the black hole at the center of our galaxy. It's called Sagittarius A star. Part of the reason that it wasn't released is that that black hole is closer to us. So we can actually see some more details, and so it's harder for them to process the data. And they're also planning to add some more telescopes to their array. So they took this image by pointing telescopes all around the world at the black hole at the same time. So it turns the Earth into one giant telescope, but we're just collecting light from a few places. So it's kind of like having a blurry lens. That's part of the reason that the image itself is blurry. So they add more telescopes. You might get clearer images as well.
Well, that's really interesting and very exciting. And we anticipate more information coming out in the future, and not unrelated, I should say that next week, if everything goes well, we'll be broadcasting live from the launch of one of the rockets that's going up to take supplies to the International Space Station. So, in the same conversation, we'll pick this up with space exploration next week. Justin Bartle, the astronomer at the Science Museum of Virginia, really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.